So let me set the scene. Jesus is preparing to die on the cross. He's in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he asks Peter, James, and John to go a little further out and pray with him. Jesus tells them to stay awake and pray, but when he returns, they're sleeping. This happens three times. They just keep falling back asleep. But Jesus says something to Peter that's really interesting. In Mark 14:37, it says this: "Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. 'Simon,' he said to Peter, 'are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.'" So Jesus called Peter by his old name, Simon, because Peter was forgetting to rely on God for his strength. Peter needed to remember who called him out of the fishing boat and gave him his new name. See, the name Peter given to Simon by Jesus actually means pebble, or Petros, which means a slither of rock. Jesus also said that he would build his church on this rock. What's really important to recognize about Peter being given this name is that there is no pebble without a rock. See, when Jesus found Peter sleeping, the Lord called him Simon. Then Jesus said, "Stay awake and pray so that you won't fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." See, Jesus is telling Simon to remember. Remember when God revealed to you who I am? Remember the miracles that you've seen. Remember that you cannot muscle through this by your own strength. Your strength comes from God. There is no pebble without a rock. See, Jesus said to stay awake and pray because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Spiritual disciplines are so necessary. Learning to train our bodies to depend on God is crucial to standing against temptation. See, in those moments where we don't have the strength, Simon, remember, there's no pebble without the rock.